Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is the Decibel Geek Podcast with Aaron Camaro and Chris Simzak.
All right, it's that all-important time once again. Yeah, you know it. It's the Decibel Geek Podcast. I'm Aaron Camaro. That's Chris Simzak. What's going on, my man?
Doing pretty good. Fighting a bit of a cold, but I'm hanging in there. How are you?
I'm doing better. I had a cold, and now I gave it to you, and I feel great.
I know. We're not swapping spit, though. Don't get any
Hell
ideas.
Hell no.
All right. Well, we got a huge show today. This is episode 59. Can you believe
59? We're almost to 60. That makes us over the hill.
Yeah, we're way
old. Getting old. We're old men in podcast years.
All right, before we get to the meat of the day, we need to get to the Geek of the Week. Geek of the Week this week is a guy named Tim Murdoch. Left a good comment on the Facebook page, facebook.com/decibelgeek. Said, just dropping by to say that I love the Decibel Geek podcast, listening all the way from Sydney, Australia. Been a fan for 6 months or so.
That's awesome. I love it that we're getting people all the way from Sydney and all over other parts of the world.
That's crazy.
Pretty awesome.
Hard to believe people would want to hear us talk that far away.
I love it. You know, Tim also said he's a fan of classic rock and hard rock, classic metal. You know, if it rocks, he likes it.
Yeah.
But one thing he does disagree with us on is Nickelback. And I just want to say, I've never said nothing bad about Nickelback.
So are you claiming you're a fan of Nickelback?
I never said I was a fan of Nickelback, but I mean, they are what they are. You know, it's some people dig it, some people don't. I don't hate it, but I'm not that big of a fan.
Aaron, look at this photograph.
What is it?
That's all I have to say. All right, terrible song. And actually, have you heard the thing on
that
YouTube?
It shows how much of a fan I am of that, I guess.
Have you heard that song where the thing on YouTube where they've got like two Nickelback songs playing at the same time?
No.
And they actually go together? It's like... clearly showing how formulaic they are. You know, Tim, if you love Nickelback, that's fine. That's what it's all about. People give us shit for liking Kiss all the time.
Right.
I don't care. And, you know, and that's fine. But I don't care. You don't have to like what I like, and I don't have to like what you like. I'm glad that you like us.
Hey, take it easy. Everybody can have a good time. That's what rock and roll is all about. It's always been, you know, my favorite rock band is better than your favorite rock band. And, you know, we encourage that kind of talk here. Yeah, we're all giving each other hell, but it's all in fun.
Says he'll be continue listening to the show and staying in contact. Wants to know if we'll ever do a Motley Crue special.
I think that's a fine idea.
I do too.
We've actually talked about that quite a bit, and Tim is not the first person to suggest that.
No, we've had a few people suggest that, and we do need to get around to doing that. I just want to get...
we're trying. We've got some cool stuff lined up.
Yeah, we do.
Real soon. And
we're trying to fit it all in.
Wait,
what the hell are you doing?
What's going on?
Dude, you're the engineer.
What is
this?
This
has never happened before.
$7 was... very serious.
No, Rich. It's a blue one.
Blue.
Yep.
Red.
No, blue.
Blue? Blue?
I think we did it.
We jammed the transmission?
We're in, man.
We're in? The hostile hoser hijack is now in effect?
It is, man. The Decibel Geek podcast has been overrun. This is no longer a test. Tonight, we are your hosts.
The Crazy Canucks are broadcasting from the Great White North. I'm Rich, the Meister Dillon.
And I'm Wally.
And I think tonight, Wally, we should play only Canadian artists.
I think that's a good idea, man. A bunch of Canadian bands that probably our listeners have never heard before.
There's a lot of great music up here in Canada, and I don't know, a lot of it doesn't even get out of Canada. So hopefully we can introduce you to some new tracks tonight, and maybe you'll just get a new favorite band.
That's what it's all about, man. Creating a local music scene with a worldwide audience, so we say. Funny, man. Funny story. When we decided we were going to do this, I mentioned it to my daughter, and my daughter... we were on the phone, and she says, but Dad, are you actually going to record the show using your own voice? I'm like, well, what the hell is that supposed to mean?
That's a little bit offensive.
You think? And she says, Dad, your voice is boring. Sorry. You know, no offense. Yeah, no offense.
Aren't kids great?
Yeah, well... anyway, I'm thinking, well, honey, what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to, like, talk like, hey, we're going to play another song? What?
You know what you should do? Should talk like Dr. Johnny Fever from WKRP in Cincinnati.
Johnny Fever, man.
You remember that show?
Oh, I loved WKRP.
That was a great show. I saw that when I was a kid, and from the first time I saw it, I saw Dr. Johnny Fever up there. He was doing his the whole fellow babies thing that he used to do. And
oh,
I
man.
Said, that's what I want to do for the rest of my life. I want to be a radio DJ. And I took a stab at it. I went to school for a little while for radio broadcasting.
Really?
But I ran out of money, so you know I kind of had to drop out. Man. I even had a job at local radio station for a bit.
Cool.
But I went to work one day, and the sheriff's notice was on the door, so they'd gone out of business. So, you know, things get in the way, and, you know, life moves on, but...
Man, tonight it's changing. Tonight you are a DJ.
Hey, beautiful. I got a shot.
Could be millions and millions of Decibel Geek listeners all around the globe listening right now.
Could be one. Because I'm sure my mom's listening, so...
Yeah, my mom might listen, too, if I sure how to use a computer, I guess.
I'm thinking your daughter's not, though, because she's probably already asleep.
Oh, yeah, sound asleep. Sound asleep. So, let's get this party started. I think you can have the first pick, my friend.
You're going to give it over to me?
I will give you the first pick.
Very gentlemanly of you, sir.
You know it. Yeah. You know it.
I think I'm going to go with Automan.ca. Great new Canadian band. The lead singer, some folks may recognize, is Daryl Dwarf Miller. He used to play the drums for the Killer Dwarfs back in the day. And I know you were a big Killer Dwarfs fan.
He's a very bad man. He got me very drunk.
He got you drunk one day.
Oh, it was a long afternoon.
Mm-hmm. And I'm still a little bitter that I wasn't invited to this little party that you guys had.
Well, you know, you can read the article.
I've read the article, but I want the experience of drinking with Daryl Dwarf Miller.
Well, so, I'm sure he'll be around again, man.
You know what I did? He just was, and I didn't tell you about the show. And I went and I hung out with him in Barrie a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah. Actually, I read about that myself.
You know.
All right, man.
Anyways, let's spin Back in the Sun from Automan.ca.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
And there we have Back in the Sun. That's
Wicked
from their
tune, man.
Oh, excellent
Wicked
tune. That's from their Pocket Change album from 2008. I love the sound that Carlton Lockhart, the guitar player, I love the sound he gets out of his out of his guitar. It's soft and bluesy. And,
well, you see how he plays the thing.
Oh, I can't believe that.
Oh, well, I mean, for those out there that don't know, Carlton, he's left-handed, and you know, I've seen left-handed people, you know, they're stuck playing a right-handed guitar. They usually...
I'm sure you can probably catch on YouTube some videos of them,
oh,
too.
For sure. Yeah, they, you know, most will flip it over and restring it, so at least the strings are the right way.
No,
but
he literally plays it backwards.
So
That's how he
learned to
play.
The low E string is at the bottom. It's so bizarre. I don't know how to even begin to describe it.
Anyways, excellent band all around. So what do we got next, Wally?
My pick. My first pick of the night.
Your debut for this evening.
I think I'm going to dedicate this to Mr. Aaron Camaro. Back when the Decibel Geek did their first nod to the Canadian bands, he mentioned this band, Slick Toxic.
Slick Toxic, an excellent band. I got into them down at the HMV music store I used to go to all the time. If you bought over a certain amount of dollar value that day, they gave you a free CD. It was a 4-song CD from Slick Toxic, and I guess their EP before the album came out. And just excellent, excellent band.
And in case you don't know, the lead singer, Nick Walsh, he's got a new band, Famous Underground. Their new album is now available on iTunes.
I actually did not know that.
Very cool stuff, so be sure to check that out.
I will, for sure.
We're going back to the debut Slick Toxic album.
Doing the Nasty,
I think
it was
favorite track.
Called.
It is, Doing the Nasty, but this song is Cheap Nicotine.
Love's
little cheap nicotine and some slick toxic for Aaron Camaro. I seem to remember Aaron mentioned to me that he thought they could have been as big as Guns N' Roses if they had the right push. The problem is most Canadian bands never got that kind of push.
That's a pretty bold statement, but yeah. The next band that I chose, it's got a similar kind of a feeling to it. They're a local Toronto band, and they were unsigned, so probably the best Canadian unsigned band.
Absolute
crime. A crime for sure. They're called Slash Puppet, and the track I want to play for you is When the Whip Comes Down.
Listen to the Decibel Geek podcast on your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, and WebOS phones with Stitcher. Stitcher's smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
Hi, this is Geddy Lee, and you're listening to the Decibel Geek Podcast.
And there we have it. Do us a favor, folks. Head on over to our Facebook page and let us know what you think of not only the Slash Puppet track, but any of the tracks that we're playing today. Be interested to see what everyone thinks of the Canadians. But anyways, I think my friend Wally here has chosen to slow it down a little bit for the next one. Is that right?
That's right. I'm playing a ballad.
No. We better get the cigarette lighters out, I guess.
Mr. Sensitive, that's me.
Actually, it's not even cigarette lighters at a concert anymore. Last time I went to a concert, it was just a blue glow of cell phones in the air.
Well, there's actually an app now that'll make your cell phone look like a cigarette
lighter.
That's
ridiculous. Well, I guess at least you won't burn your fingers. So
that's one way to look at it.
I hope you don't expect me to dance with you by slowing this down.
No. I think we'll pass on that.
All right, that's good.
But as I said, I'm going to play a ballad. Not too many ballads get played on the Decibel Geek podcast, but this song in particular, I got to interview Michael Ross recently from Gypsy Rose, and Don't Turn Your Back on Me Now. Give this a listen.
She said whatever we had is dead and gone. I shouldn't have the chance, and baby, to say that's right or wrong. She said no. Take no more. If we lost the battle, baby, doesn't mean we lost the war. I live for you, gave you all I am. I never asked for anything more. Now friend, baby, don't turn your back. I think I'm falling, baby, and I don't know how. Don't turn your back on me now. Don't wanna say goodbye or see you around. You got me thinking, girl, you didn't call last night. Your mind, do you really have to go? I think I'm falling, baby. And I don't know how.
All right, that was Don't Turn Your Back on Me Now by Gypsy Rose. And Rich, I'm going on record. That is the greatest rock ballad ever recorded, bar none, my opinion.
I'm not sure I'd go quite that far, but I'm not a big ballad guy myself. But I do have to say, there is something to Michael Ross's voice there. Just gets me every time I do hear it.
All right. Well, I guess we should move along and let these guys know how we actually met up.
Oh, this is quite a good story, too.
Yeah. I did my first interview for the Decibel Geek website with Brian Vollmer of Helix. Recorded that and then came back for the show that night. The sign outside the bar was, you know, flashing Helix, and I thought that would make a great picture for the article.
And I walked up, I was heading out to the show, and I seen this guy taking a picture of the marquee sign, and I thought, yeah, sounds like a good idea to me.
Yeah, so I'm thinking, who is this strange guy that was walking down the road and is now standing beside me taking the same picture?
I wasn't trying to pick you up or anything.
Well, you know, I never know. So anyway, we struck up a conversation and headed inside and shared a beer or seven or
was more than one,
ten or anyway, it got a little bit nuts. But anyway, most of the evening we just sat chatting about music.
Some bands that, you know, I'd bought the record back in the day and none of my friends had ever heard of. And I just love the record and I'm throwing these names out at you and you've got the same record.
Yeah, it went on and it was got weirder and weirder. So many of the same bands. Finally, I jokingly said, well, you know, maybe we were brothers separated at birth or something.
Well, then I had to see your ID.
Yep. And sure enough, we're born on exactly the same day.
How often do you see that?
Well, we are true Hoser heavy metal twins,
right.
That's for sure. Anyway, I guess your pick is up next here.
Yeah, this is a track from 40 Sons. They were one of the opening bands that night for Helix. They put on an excellent, excellent performance. This is One Way Ticket. Check it out.
Straight in.
Now, 40 Sons do have an album out, but that track, One Way Ticket, does not appear on that album.
I think it's a single, though.
Yeah, you can pick it up on iTunes. That's where I got it.
Oh, man, I think I listened to that song about 100 times after the concert.
Oh, just a killer track. I did the same thing. I picked it up and just played it repeatedly, day in, day out. But now, after me picking up the pace with that tune, you're not going to let me down with another ballad here,
no,
are you?
No. No, it's time to start rocking.
We're rocking,
man.
All the way now?
Oh, yeah. Well,
that's
yeah.
what I like to hear.
You know, I can take you... You know, when I first heard this track, I was immediately taken back to Judas Priest screaming for vengeance, something
now,
along those lines.
Now, that's something I like to hear.
Some crunchy
and
guitar.
This is a surprise track. You've kind of kept this one hidden from me, so I like where you're going so far.
Well, I'm
going
to bust out some Phrase Gang.
Nothing wrong with that.
All right. This is Saint or Sinner.
Sinner, how do you live with yourself? Want to be a member of the Decibel Geek Army?
You slimy scumbag, get on your face and give me 25.
Join us on our fan page at facebook.com/decibelgeek.
Putting the O back in rock. It's just
like a... Oh. Oh. Oh.
A hot night!
Oh. Yes! 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 Oh! Oh!
You're listening to the Decibel Geek Podcast.
All right, so was that heavy enough for you, man?
Oh, for sure. That's got my head banging now.
Absolutely, man. Well, I got some news for you, too.
And what's that?
Phrase Gang is coming to the Rock Pile in February.
Nice. I assume our bald heads are going to be right in the front
row
there.
They will be there. Right, they will be there. February 16th, I think.
Works for me.
All right, your pick, man.
Well,
what do you got?
I
got
to go with the Headstones. I'm sure you're familiar with the Headstones.
I love the Headstones.
Oh, I've seen them more times than I can count. I was kind of a Headstones groupie for a while.
I never got to see them live. I don't know how that happened.
What?
Yeah.
That's something we're going to have to rectify immediately. But well, that's
in.
Actually going to be easy to do because they're back together now.
Nice.
They broke up there for a while. They're back together. They're working on a new CD, and they're just excellent guys. I've drank beers with Hugh Dillon, the lead singer, a few times. I even sang the chorus to Tweeter and the Monkey Man during one of the concerts. And
Hugh Dillon, the actor.
I can't sing. So that's right. Hugh Dillon, the actor. He's what's the name of that show he's on now?
Yeah,
Flashpoint.
Flashpoint.
That's if I'm not mistaken, that is one of the only Canadian TV shows to be broadcast on network television simultaneously in the U.S. and in Canada.
I didn't even know
I just found that out recently.
Cool.
But anyway, let's check out Reno from the Headstones.
Oh,
And that was a killer track from the Headstones. That's Reno from their Smile and Wave album. So what do we got next, Wally? I believe it's your pick.
It is my pick. Maybe we'll do something from Andy Curran's band, Soho 69.
I think that's a good idea.
I love those guys. Andy Curran, bass player from Coney Hatch, also a solo career. But before we get to that, I think a story should be told. I'm not so sure
that this should come out.
I think the night the lyrics were stolen is a story that needs to
say
be told.
Stolen.
Oh, they were stolen.
But yeah.
Well, you judge for yourselves.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm a bit of a stage rat. I'll pill for anything if it's not nailed down. Guitar picks, broken drumsticks, set lists, you know, whatever
drums,
you got.
Guitars.
Well,
no, okay.
Kind of hard
not.
To get out of the club with those, but if I wear a big jacket, maybe. But they just debuted a new song that night, and I guess the music had been written for quite some time, and Carl Dixon had just written the lyrics the night before, so he didn't remember them yet, so he had them written on 3 8.5 by 11 sheets of paper, and they were taped to the stage monitors. So after the show, when they all left the stage, they were still there, so... Enter stage rat. I thought it was a great souvenir.
Yeah, until
they look great on my wall.
Until the next day, when I get a message from Carl, and he's looking for someone to possibly return these lyrics because it was the only copy he had written.
I didn't know
down.
It was his only copy.
So having seen this, I phone you and I tell him, you know, he's on
I'm
the top most wanted list.
I'm in trouble.
Anyway,
I thought it was a great souvenir. That's pretty cool.
Well, he was cool. Carl was cool about it.
Yeah, he was pretty good about it. I scanned him and
he just needed
to
know
him.
The words. So so sitting as we record this, the lyrics, the stolen hot lyric sheets are
framed on the wall there.
Framed on the wall behind me. Anyway, this is Andy Curran, the bass player, his band, after Coney Hatch had kind of dissolved, and this is Soho 69 and Scatterbrain.
Yeah.
Scatterbrain. That's a wicked tune. And, you know, Andy Curran, not only a great bass player, but he's also a Chicago Blackhawks fan.
Oh, here we go with the Blackhawks again. One of these days I'm going to introduce you to a real hockey team, a Canadian hockey team, perhaps.
Not a chance, man. Anyways, if any of you out there want to maybe hear the song with the stolen lyrics.
The incident is what I like to call it.
If you YouTube Coney Hatch, Blown Away at the Rock Pile, not only will you get to hear the song, you'll also probably see a couple of bald heads up front bopping up and down, and that's your current Decibel Geek host.
That's us. That's what we look like from the back anyway. But we star in several of those rock, well, maybe not star, but we appear in several of those Rock Pile
with our bald heads
videos
up and
to
down.
Different bands. So,
all right. Well, I guess it's your pick, man.
Yeah, this next band that I chose, I was introduced to them. I used to watch Much Music, which is the Canadian version of MTV. And there was a heavy metal show that they had on there every week. And Teresa Roncon was the host. And I was about 15 or 16 years old. And I got to say, she was hot. I look forward to seeing that every day. But she played a track on there from a band called Mushroom Trail. And what are you laughing about now?
I got to stop you there. When we were picking the songs for this episode, and he came out with Mushroom Trail, I got to say, man, he stumped me good. I have never heard...
Out of all the bands we've talked about, I finally got you.
Well, I'd be impressed to see if any of the listeners out there on the Facebook page or whatever have ever heard of this band.
Well, I'd like to know what they think of this band after we play it, too.
Well,
so.
I dig it. But I do have to say one thing, though. If we ever get a chance to you know, co-host the show again, it'll be my turn to stump you. That's all I'm saying.
I accept that challenge. I look forward to that.
All right,
do your worst, my friend. Do your worst. But anyway, here's the track from Mushroom Trail. It's called Pine Valley.
Of Pine Valley.
like that track, man. That was a good pick.
Right on, right on. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
All right. So what's up? I guess we're almost out of here, man.
Yeah, it's the crazy Canucks. It's over. Yeah, the hostile hoser hijack. So I guess we're going to return you to your regularly scheduled broadcast. But before we do, we got a few things to take care of here.
Yeah. Be sure to visit us at www.dbgeekshow.blogspot.com.
That's right. You can see all of our articles up there and get the latest episode of the podcast as well. But while you're doing that, while you're surfing on the internet, head on over to Facebook. Check us out at facebook.com/decibelgeek and like the page, folks. Like the page. Leave your comments up there. And maybe what we should do, Wally, maybe we should post up there the link to the Coney Hatch video so that the folks can find it a little easier.
Ah, yeah, we can do that for sure, for sure. I guess, you know, most of all, we really got to thank Chris and Aaron Decibel Geek for even just letting us do this. This has been a thrill. Yep. Been a lot of fun tonight.
We had some big shoes to fill tonight, and hopefully we filled one of them anyway.
Well, yeah, maybe half full of one of them. But we managed to get through. I got one more track. And
Is it going
to
be Nickelback?
We didn't play Nickelback.
Oh, we got to play Nickelback just for Chris and Aaron. We know they love them so much.
It's going to have to wait till next time, man. I can't skip out on this next track.
Well, I guess you're right. The next track is pretty important.
What would an episode of the Decibel Geek podcast be without some Kiss?
That's right. We got to have some Kiss involved.
But of course, Kiss aren't Canadian. So I've gotten around that fact. There's a new Kiss tribute album out called Kissin' Time.
Excellent, excellent album.
It's Canada's tribute to Kiss. Fits in perfectly with tonight's episode. You know, check this CD out, man, because all proceeds go to the Sick Kids Hospital. It's totally for charity. That's great cause.
That's a great charity, too. And it's just great to see these Canadian indie bands get together and produce this CD. And they're not getting paid for it. They've all donated their time and done some great cover tunes here of some classic Kiss songs.
For sure. And I'm going to end our show. We're going to play this out with West Memphis Suicide, some good friends of mine, and they're covering the Kiss classic War Machine.
Excellent.
Remember to check us out at dbgeekshow.blogspot.com, facebook.com/decibelgeek, and Twitter at decibelgeekpod. Also available for free on iTunes and Stitcher Radio.